This is Mac OS Ken.
Bernstein's back on Apple in a big way. Stories on iPhone Air, both positive and ponderous. And early thoughts on Blank OS 26. It is Wednesday, the 17th of September, 2025. I'm Ken Ray, and this is news from Mac OS Ken. Brought to you by yours truly and sponsored by Clean My Mac, now with Cloud Cleanup. Try it free for 7 days and use code MacOSKEN20 for 20% off at clnmy.com/MacOSKEN. This show is also supported by people like you, patrons through Patreon. Find out more and add your support at patreon.com/MacOSKEN. Meet the new Sakanagi. Very much not the same as the old Sakanagi. Bernstein research analyst and longtime Apple watcher Tony Sakanagi announced his retirement earlier this year. While he seemed to spend more years missing on Apple than hitting, he was consistent and often quoted. Anyway, his old firm's got a new guy. The Fly on Tuesday had Bernstein analyst Mark Newman initiating his coverage of the Cupertino company, as well as a few other tech titans. What's interesting is right now he seems to like Apple as a hardware play into what he calls the intelligence revolution. Starting coverage of Apple, Dell, Seagate, and SanDisk, The Fly says Bernstein sees significant long-term upside for IT hardware on the sustainable increase in spending as artificial intelligence expands the addressable market. A piece from Seeking Alpha on the same initiation has Newman opining on the AI hardware space. While he and his are conscious of near-term concern for an AI bubble, they see significant upside in the long term for IT hardware. So what is Apple doing on that list? According to Seeking Alpha, Bernstein sees the iPhone maker as the gateway to the intelligence revolution, and pour one out for Gateway. The piece says Newman and friends see Apple as the best positioned in the sector with the most to gain. That said, Apple also has the most at risk if it executes poorly in the analyst's estimation. Doesn't seem to be a thing he's worried about, though. Bernstein's new man, Newman, initiated all four of the aforementioned stocks with an outperform rating. Apple 3.0 has him starting Apple with a 12-month price target of $290. So I guess we're all getting the same idea at the same time, or variations of the same idea anyway. Last Tuesday on Mac OS Ken, I did like 15 or 20 minutes on the possibility of Apple using its fabled foldable iPhone to solve all sorts of problems for all sorts of future technology. Design problems, production problems, you name it. Talking Monday night to the Silicon Valley Mac User Group, I talked about how this year's iPhone event felt like the first one in a long time where you could see the future of Apple technology in the things they announced. There is video of my presentation, by the way. Just go to YouTube and search SVMUG. That should lead you to their page with lots of interesting presentations and mine. Anyway, I guess we're all getting the same idea at the same time. Steve Moser of Mac Rumors wrote a thing this week that he did not put on any of the sites for which he actually writes. Instead, he put it on the Hell site for some reason. I found it on Apple 3.0. Moser posted 6 points on Monday under the heading, "The Air Apparent: Reasons the iPhone Air is a Dress Rehearsal for the iPhone Fold." Pulling some of those points, Apple is proving how thin they can make each side of their folding phone with the iPhone Air, kicking Qualcomm's modem to the curb and replacing it with Apple's C1X modem chip is necessary for Apple to keep their industry-leading margins on the rumored-to-be-expensive iPhone Fold when they put out a C2X, let's say. They're training customers on design-first trade-offs, in his opinion. Basically, Apple's getting people used to getting less for the design they want. you can have your super thin phone, but you're taking a hit on the battery and you only get one real camera. But for folks who want it, it is the phone they want, so that's cool. And maybe the biggest of Moser's points, as far as I'm concerned, that was Tim Cook saying, holding iPhone Air is like holding the future in your hand. So he thinks iPhone Air is a stop on the way to the foldable iPhone. I think the foldable iPhone is a stop on the way to the lightweight headset. Of course, that'll be the end of the line. After that, we can all go outside and play. Or stay inside with our headsets and think we're outside playing. And now everything is a stop on the way to something else. Just doesn't always feel like that. Right now, though, it feels like that. In a way that is encouraging. Completely annoyed, by the way, to see a fear, uncertainty, and doubt piece on iPhone Air from 9 to 5 Mac. To know that we do not know is the beginning of wisdom, and the piece eventually gets to that. To write a leading headline, though, that is the beginning of clickbait. And that's what 9 to 5 Mac went with the headline, almost a week in, the iPhone Air doesn't look like a pre-order hit. What did TF International analyst Ming-Chi Kuo say earlier this week? That Apple produced 3 times as many iPhone Air units for launch as the number of iPhone 16 Plus units produced last year. And since Apple's never really done anything like iPhone Air before, it would probably be prudent to wait before calling it. As I did last week, I'll go a step further and point out that Apple's got a mark it wants to hit for iPhone Air sales. It's only people outside who assume that if it's not a sellout, it might be or must be a failure. As I say, 9 to 5 Mac gets to that eventually, though it only stays there for one sentence. The sentence says it's obviously absolutely way too early to make any assumptions on whether iPhone Air is a flop, but, reads the following sentence, while there may be several possible explanations for why the iPhone Air is still available on day one, it seems that, one way or another, demand appears to be below what Apple had prepared for. Okay. Tim Cook says Apple's manufacturing expansion across the U.S. will create a domino effect, so says a headline from CNBC. I don't want to be that guy, but a domino effect is when a thing falls, knocks into another thing, causing that other thing to fall, knocking into another thing, causing other things to fall, and on it goes. I think what we're looking for, and what Cook was probably actually aiming for, is more of a rising tide raising all boats thing. Oh, who am I kidding? I do want to be that guy. I love being that guy. Anyway, the website for the financial news channel CNBC had Apple CEO Tim Cook talking with talking head Jim Cramer about Apple and manufacturing in the U.S. While lamenting the fact that Apple can't have factories everywhere, he did point to the $600 billion Apple is investing in the U.S. over the next 4 years. Cook calls that an extraordinary commitment that will benefit 79 factories across the country. According to the report, Cook told Cramer Apple's factory build-out might encourage other corporations to build their own factories in these communities, creating a domino effect. He also said there will be some surprises for communities who do not yet know Apple will be bringing business to their areas. Oh, I hope he pulls an Oprah. You get an iPhone, and you get an iPhone. Answering a question I'm not sure anybody actually asked, Cook says Apple shareholders are not upset about the $600 billion plan. Assuming they like the idea of Apple investing in America, the CEO was quoted as saying, I think most of our shareholders believe that we're in the best position to make these types of decisions. I haven't gotten a single complaint about the $600 billion. More news in a moment, but first a word from today's sponsor, Clean My Mac, and their new feature, Cloud Cleanup. That's the one that scans your iCloud, OneDrive, and Google Drive for space wasters, synced and unsynced. All that scanning happens locally on your Mac, so your data stays safe. I ran it recently, and holy cow, took well under 5 minutes to find nearly 600 gigabytes of large files it suggested I review for deletion. Cloud Cleanup makes getting a handle on cloud storage so much easier. Of course, as the name says, Clean My Mac also cleans your Mac. From user cache files to duplicate downloads, Clean My Mac helped me get more than 14 gigabytes of junk off my machine at that same cleaning. Clean My Mac does what it says, helps keep your Mac clean, and you can try it for free for 7 days. Put it through its paces. Get rid of the junk. Then when you're ready to sign up, use code macOSKEN20 for 20% off at clnmy.com/macOSKEN. Since 2008, Clean My Mac has been helping users like us get the most out of our machines, and they are doing it again with Cloud Cleanup. Try it free for 7 days, then use code macOSKEN20 for 20% off at all caps, no spaces, clnmy.com/macOSKEN. Get tidy today. Try 7 days free and use my code macOSKEN for 20% off at all caps, no spaces, clnmy.com/macOSKEN. So after recording Tuesday's macOSKEN in the wee small hours of the morning, I went ahead and updated to iOS 26, and I think I like it. There's a lot of stuff I haven't tried out yet. My ear is actually bothering me, so there's no point in trying the studio quality recording thing for AirPods Pro 2. If I had problems with my vision, besides the blurry text for which I wear reading glasses, I might hate liquid glass, but I don't, and I don't. Maybe so many people said so many bad things, I was expecting to want to throw up on my phone, but that didn't happen either. Couple of things do seem superfluous, but for the most part, I'm liking the liquid glass look. I love the lock screen changes, and I'm okay with the changes to the Messages app. A special lady friend changed the background for the chat that she and I have on her iPhone, and actually changed it on my iPhone. I don't hate what she chose, but I don't know that I would want that to happen for everyone. I will tell you one thing I didn't expect to like, but I do. Auto Mix. This seems to have been turned on automatically in Apple Music, which kind of annoyed me when it went from the first song to the second. When it went from the second song to the third, I was listening to see how it went. By the time we were moving from song number 3 to number 4, it just worked. Kind of wish you could set that per playlist, but so far it's all playlists across the board. Speaking of settings per thing, Eric sent me audio feedback via email yesterday.
Hey Ken, bit of iOS 26 feedback for you and everyone. I'm happy to report the podcast app can now save playback speeds per podcast. So I can listen to everything at 1.5x and macOS Ken at 1x as God intended. So my first world problems are solved. Hallelujah. You rock.
Thanks, Eric, for saying I rock, as do you, and for listening to this show the way God intended, assuming God intended for this show to be heard at all. I did also update my M1 Mac Mini to macOS 26 Tahoe on Monday. No issues there. Kind of leaned hard into the monochromatic liquid glass thing on that one. I don't use that machine for a lot right now, so I can't say how Tahoe's working out overall, but it was strong enough that I will likely go ahead and update my MacBook Air over the weekend. I'll let you know how that goes. Now, if you hate or just can't even with Apple's new liquid glass design language on iOS 26, 9 to 5 Mac has something of a public service announcement for you. You can tone it down. The liquid glassness, I mean. Whether you want to change it for aesthetics or readability, the piece says users can open the Settings app on their phone, go to Accessibility, tap Display and Text Size, then toggle on Reduce Transparency. The site says that'll basically de-liquify various aspects of the liquid glass design, improving text legibility in many cases. We talked yesterday about the problem some had Monday updating to Apple's latest operating systems. A piece from Apple Insider suggested that people who had been in Apple's public testing program might need to get out of that, as that seemed to be confusing the issue. Now it looks like Apple has a different solution. A piece from 9to5 Mac says Apple on Tuesday shipped an updated build of iOS 26.0 to beta testers. The piece says that was due to a slight variation between the previously released iOS 26RC and what shipped to the public on Monday. Along with that, the report says Apple has simultaneously released new beta builds for macOS Tahoe, watchOS 26, and its other updates to match up with the publicly shipped builds. If you're a sports fan, there's an update to the Apple Sports app for you. If you're not a sports fan, there's still an update to the Apple Sports app, but you probably don't care. For those who do, Cult of Mac says the update brings two big changes: customizable widgets for iPhone, iPad, and the Mac, and an expansion to 8 new countries in Europe. The Cult says the widgets let fans customize their device home screens with real-time sports information. As for the added regions, the free app is now live in Austria, France, Germany, Iceland, Ireland, Italy, Portugal, and Spain. And finally today, just minutes ahead of the season 4 premiere, news that the Apple TV Plus flagship drama, The Morning Show, has been picked up for season number 5. The Cupertino streamer issued a press release with the news on Tuesday. The first 3 seasons of the show are available now on Apple TV Plus. Season 4 officially begins today. macOS Ken, brought to you by me and sponsored by Clean My Mac, now with Cloud Cleanup. Try it free for 7 days and use code macOSKEN20 for 20% off at clnmy.com/macOSKEN. This show is also supported by people like you, patrons through Patreon. Find out more and add your support at patreon.com/macOSKEN. Advertising handle by Backbeat Media, online at backbeatmedia.com. You can find me on Mastodon, macOSKEN at mastodon.social. You can also send me an email, info@macOSKEN.com. Until next time, that is news from macOS Ken. I'm Ken Ray.
Leonard likes this post.